KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports this morning, the Atlantic Trojan boys basketball team fell twice during the regular season to Glenwood, but they were able to knock off the Rams when it mattered the most. The Trojans fought for a huge road win over Glenwood, 63-59 in the Class 3A Substate semifinals last night. It was an intense game with six lead changes and a late chance for the Rams to tie that rattled in and out. Atlantic hit four threes in the first quarter and jumped on top 20-14. The Rams opened up the second quarter with a 10-0 run to grab the lead back, and they held the edge at half 35-32. Atlantic clawed their way back in front in the third on some free throws. A big momentum shifter came after Atlantic had gone up 41-38. Ryan Bloom tried to tie it up with a quick three but missed, and Grant Sturm grabbed the board and heaved it down the floor to a streaking Tyler Handlos, who flushed it down with a dunk on the other end, forcing Glenwood to call a timeout. The Trojans led 46-43 after the third quarter. Glenwood grabbed a brief lead at 49-48 before Ethan Sturm came up huge. Sturm was fouled on a rebound and got the chance to shoot a 1-1 on the other end. He knocked down both shots to put Atlantic back in front and followed that up with a monster three the next possession to put the Trojans up four. Atlantic used the foul line to keep the lead two possessions for a while. Ryan Bloom came up with a big bucket, plus one, to get Glenwood within three. And the Rams had a chance to tie it with 15 seconds left, and Bloom gave it up to Caden Johnson in the corner for a good look at a three that rattled out. And Grant Sturm came up with the rebound for Atlantic. After missing three straight free throws prior, Sturm got the last one to give the Trojans a four-point lead with 8 seconds left and seal the win. The Trojans took advantage of a big night at the free throw line, connecting on 18 of 26 attempts. Skylar Handlos finished with 22 points. Grant Sturm had 13. Dayton Templeton had 10, as the Trojans improved to 14-6 on the season and have won 11 of their last 12 games. After the game, Grant Sturm talked about their improvement through the year.
Started out the season a little bit slow, but we picked it up a lot, and I think we're playing harder and better, and our shots are falling more, and we're just playing good as a team altogether.
Handlos said it's been a goal all along to be in this position, but they really focused on taking steps to where they want to be.
That's been the goal all season, but coach keeps saying one game at a time. No matter if it's not the best team or if it's the best team, you take it one game at a time and play them like they're the best team in the state every night.
Ryan Bloom dropped in a hard-fought 37 points to lead Glenwood. Handlos did a great job defensively on Bloom most of the night, but he made a lot of tough shots anyway. The scoring depth was lacking for the Rams, though, as no one else got into double figures. Glenwood ends their season at 20-3. Atlantic advances to face Dallas center Grimes in the 3A Substate 8 final on Monday night at 7 o'clock. Dallas center Grimes picked up a 39-34 win over ADM in the other semifinal. The site of that game has yet this morning to be determined. We will have coverage Monday night here on KJAN with pregame at 6:45 and tip-off at 7 o'clock. Also in 3A Substate semifinals last night in Substate 1, Carroll beat Storm Lake 62-45. They'll face Sergeant Bluff Luton Monday night as they picked up a 48-46 win over Lamar's. In girls basketball news, the Corner Conference announced its all-conference selections for this year. Among the first team picks, Emily Williams of East Mills, Jenna Stevens of Stanton, Marley Johnson of Stanton. They were all unanimous picks. Avery Dowling of Sydney, Izzy Weldon of Fremont Mills, and Shea Ward of Sydney also were first-team picks. Among the second-team selections, Maya Urban of East Mills, Elise Daly of Essex, McKenna Wichman of Griswold, Kaylin Driscoll of Fremont Mills, Abby Burke of Stanton, and Tegan Ewalt of Fremont Mills. Honorable mention picks include Kenna Howard of Fremont Mills, Aspen Krause of East Mills, and Michaela Pelzer of Griswold. The Iowa Girls Coaches Association released its 2021 All-District Girls Basketball teams. Here's a look at the districts from this area of the state and those who from the immediate area that were All-State participants, or All-District selections this year. In Class 1A on the South team, Marley Johnson of Stanton, Cassidy Nelson of Lennox, Jenna Stevens of Stanton, T.J. Stokes of Lennox, and Izzy Weldon of Fremont Mills. Jesse Cox of Lennox was the coach of the year. West Central Division of the state in 1A, J.C. Christensen of Audubon, Macy M. Garten, and Quinn Grubbs of Exira EHK. Aaliyah Hermanson of Audubon, Danielle Hoyle of Peyton-Sherdan, Allie Petrie of St. Albert, Molly Rasmussen of Exira EHK, Jaden Smith of Arweva, Eva Stephenson of CAM, Emily Thompson of Logan Magnolia, Gretchen Wallace of Glidden-Ralston were all selected to the All-District team. The West Central Coach of the Year is Tom Peterson of Exira EHK. In Class 2A in the Southwest Division, Alexa Ehrenholz of IKM Manning, Lindsay Davis of Nottoway Valley, Claire Denning of AHSTW, Maddox DeVault of Nottoway Valley, Madeline Yeager of West Central Valley, Kaylee Jones of AHSTW, Kendra Cuck of Underwood, Lexi Scheich of Nottoway Valley, and Clara Teagland of Trainer were all district picks. Brian Eisbach of Nottoway Valley was the coach of the year for that district. In 3A in the Northwest District, Peyton Beckman of Panorama was an all-district pick. In the Southwest District, Haley Rasmussen of Atlantic, Kate Mayhall of Kemper Catholic, and Ava Wolf of Shenandoah were all district selections. And in Class 4A in the West District, Paige Anderson of Denison, Madison Camden of Glenwood, Jocelyn Cheek of Harlan, Sam Dunphy of Creston, Kelsey Fields of Creston, Jenna Hopp of Glenwood, Hannah Neiman of Denison, and Ellie Scarborough of Glenwood were all district picks. Brian Rasmussen of Glenwood was the coach of the year. And Class 5A in the West District, Jillian Shanks of Council Bluffs, Abe Lincoln was an all district selection. Iowa was no match for third-ranked Michigan last night, as the Hawkeyes had players dropping like flies last evening. The Wolverines heated up in the second half against the ninth-ranked Hawkeyes, and they unraveled late in a 79-57 loss. The Hawkeyes made only 9 of 30 shots in the second half. Luka Garza had 16 points but finished just 6 of 19 from the field.
You know, I was missing shots that I normally make all the time, you know, just barrel layups. And I think some guys were also missing some jump shots we normally make, and I think we just let that affect our defense, and then we just couldn't keep up with them.
Well, the Hawkeyes may also have suffered a key injury as Jack Nungy left the game in the first half with what was called a leg injury. Coach Fran McCaffrey says he'll undergo an MRI today. Nungy missed most of last season with a torn ACL in that same knee.
And he's an incredibly valuable member of our team in so many different ways. It gives us versatility, especially when you're playing a team that's really big, like Michigan. You know, you need that other big guy in there. You know, he's a high-level rebounder. He's a shot blocker, but he's also a scorer. And gives you another offensive weapon.
Iowa will visit fourth-ranked Ohio State on Sunday. We'll have that game for you here on the radio. In another Big Ten matchup, Aaron Henry had 18 points, and Michigan State bolstered its NCAA tourney bid by topping fourth-ranked Ohio State 71-67. Top-ranked Gonzaga tied a program record with its 50th consecutive home win, 89-75 over Santa Clara. Fifth-ranked Illinois picked up an 86-70 win over Nebraska. Also, it was 12th-ranked Houston hammering Western Kentucky 81-57. Colorado defeated 19th-ranked Southern California 80-62. And 22nd-ranked San Diego picked up a 78-66 win against Boise State. The number one-ranked Northwest Missouri State University men's basketball team shot nearly 68% from the floor in a 95-59 rout of University of Nebraska at Kearney Lopers at the Bearcat Arena last night. That win gave Northwest its 20th win of the season, marking the 10th consecutive season that the Bearcats have reached 20 or more victories. That's the 10th 20-win season for head coach Ben McCullum, equaling the school record of 10 20-win seasons. Bearcat junior guard Diego Bernard put on a stat-stuffing performance with a game-high 21 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds, 2 steals, and a block shot. Senior Ryan Hawkins was 6 of 9 from the field and had 14 points. Northwest will finish the regular season Saturday at home at the Bearcat Arena against the Fort Hays State Tigers. That game will tip at 3:30. South Carolina's men's basketball program has been placed on probation for 2 years. That penalty stems from former assistant coach Lamont Evans accepting between $3,300 and $5,800 in bribes from a sports agent. The case was part of the college basketball corruption trial in which Evans pleaded guilty to bribery conspiracy. The NCAA accepted South Carolina's self-imposed penalties, which include a reduction in unofficial visits from prospects and a 6-week ban in telephone recruiting. The NCAA has come up with a contingency plan in case teams can't play in the March Madness tournaments because of COVID-19. The first four at-large teams that don't make the original field will be placed in order, and then they'll serve as replacement teams. If the tournament begins without any withdrawals, then those four would still be eligible to compete in the NIT. That plan only applies to the short period between the announcement of the bracket and the start of games. Once the tournament actually starts, there will be no replacements, only forfeits in case of COVID shutdowns. Well, the Big Ten Conference has released the game times and television outlets for the 2021 Big Ten Men's Basketball Tournament. It'll be played March 10th through the 14th at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. The Big Ten Network will televise the tournament's first 10 games, with coverage spanning the first round of the tourney through the quarterfinals. CBS Sports will once again broadcast the semifinals and the championship game. That tournament is slated to tip off at 6:30 Eastern Time Wednesday, March 10th. The second game will come 25 minutes after the first one finishes up. Friday, then Thursday and Friday, there'll be several more games with the championship coming up over the weekend. The semifinals on Saturday and Sunday, March 14th, will be the championships. The Big Ten Men's Tournament Championship game tips off at 2:30 Central Time on March 14th. Well, Duke will travel to Bradley with two victories. The Bulldogs would clinch at least a share of a second Missouri Valley regular season title in 2 years. That series begins tonight. Drake will be without two key players. Leading scorer Tank Hemphill is recovering from foot surgery, and a foot injury suffered last weekend has knocked point guard Roman Penn out for the season. Penn was leading the Valley in assists.
You know, obviously a huge series for us, the chance to win a conference championship this weekend, but having to go on the road to Bradley, a place that's always a tough place to play, obviously different this year with no fans, but, you know, it should be, a heck of a challenge for us, but I know our guys are excited for the opportunity.
That's Drake coach Darren DeVries. Drake is 23-2 overall. They're 14-2 in the Valley. Bradley's part of a three-way tie for seventh at 5-11. Also in Valley play, the UNI Panthers will close out the regular season this weekend with a two-game set at Illinois State that begins tonight. And the wait was worth it for the Iowa Hawkeye women, who crushed 12th-ranked Michigan 89-67. Tip-off was pushed back about 5 hours because of a COVID scare.
I think we showed incredible mental toughness today. For us to, be ready to play off the court, testing, coming back and doing that all over again, I am so amazed with their mental maturity in what they showed today.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. Freshman Caitlin Clark scored 27 points and had 9 assists as the Hawkeyes improved to 9-7 in the Big Ten, 13-7 overall. That's Check Sports here this morning.